I was alone in the bathroom again with nothing but my jumbled thoughts. What had turned Brandon into such a jerk that he would text dump me less than an hour before the sweetheart dance? Mackenzie. Her plan had totally worked. Brandon had ripped out my heart, threw it in the dirt, and trampled all over it, just like she wanted. And now they were probably flirting with each other during a slow dance. Ugh! I picked up my phone to call my mom, but was interrupted by a loud commotion. Chloe and Zoe came storming back into the bathroom. Nikki, Zoe shrieked. You are not going to believe this. Brandon just walked up to us and asked where you were. He says he's been waiting for you. What? I poked my head out of my stall. Are you kidding me? OMG! I was livid! Chloe fumed. So, I said to him, you can keep waiting until heck freezes over. You're just a phony, backstabbing slimeball who is supposed to be at home, sick. And get this. He said he didn't have the slightest idea what we were talking about, Zoe said. How could he just lie right to our faces like that? Chloe ranted. That's when I said really sweetly, okay, Brandon, maybe a refreshing drink will help clear up your foggy memory. OMG, you actually said that to him? I gasped. Then what happened? I had to grab the Karate Kid before she dumped a cup of punch over his head and gave him a beatdown, Zoe said, glaring at Chloe. Hey, give me a break, Chloe shot back. I was trying to get a drink and he just happened to be in my way. Anything I almost did to him was purely accidental. Chloe, just calm down. You're not making this any better, I scolded. You know what would make me feel better? How about I accidentally sock Brandon in the stomach? Chloe, you can't just walk up to a person and sock him in his stomach, Zoe said. There are laws against that. Okay, then. How about I punch him in the nose or give him a kick in the butt? He totally deserves that and more. Chloe, this is a middle school dance, not the Hunger Games, I yelled. I want to go home, not to jail. Finally, she regained her composure. Sorry, Nikki. I just temporarily lost it, she said quietly. But I'd already had enough. Listen, guys, this is nuts. I need to get out of here. I'm going to call my mom and have her pick me up. But the last person I want to see or talk to is Brandon. Yeah, and he definitely doesn't want to see me, Chloe said, making a fist and cracking her knuckles. Okay, Nikki. Chloe and I will go out and make sure the coast is clear. Then you can make your getaway. We'll be right back. I glanced at myself in the mirror. I was a hot mess. But I put on 2 layers of lip gloss and gathered up all of my stuff, including my courage. I was so ready to leave that smelly stall. Chloe and Zoe almost broke down the door, rushing back into the bathroom. Nikki, you are not going to believe what just happened, Chloe screeched. I rolled my eyes. Please don't tell me you punched Brandon. Actually, I didn't. But I really, really wanted to, Chloe growled. We just saw Brandon again, Zoe panted. He says he wants to talk to you. I started to panic. No, I can't talk to him right now. You guys didn't tell him where I was, did you? Of course not. They answered. I've tried really hard to be friends with Brandon, and after Crazy Burger, I thought we'd finally work things out. But I give up. He has made me cry, upset my best friends, ruined the sweetheart dance, killed what little self-respect I had, and, driven me temporarily insane. Nikki, don't you say that about yourself, Zoe said quietly. You're not insane. Just look at me. Not only do I look like a zombie bride, but I'm having a complete meltdown. In a bathroom stall, while buried in a roll of toilet paper. OMG, Chloe quipped. You are insane. We're really sorry, Nikki. We shouldn't have made you come to the dance against your will, Zoe mumbled. Don't be sorry, I replied. It's good that I finally learned the truth about Brandon. I just wish he had the decency to tell me himself, face to face. I would if you'd let me, said a voice outside the bathroom door. Brandon? I sputtered. OMG. I didn't tell him you were hiding out in here, I swear, Zoe whispered to me. Don't look at me, Chloe whisper shouted. I don't talk to pathological liars. Actually, I just followed Chloe and Zoe over here, Brandon said. Nikki, will you please come out so we can talk? There's nothing to talk about, I shot back. Just leave me alone. You should have just told me you wanted to go to the dance with Mackenzie and saved me a lot of heartache. Nikki, you asked me to this dance. I think you owe me an explanation for why you decided to stand me up, Brandon said.
What? I didn't stand you up. You stood me up.
But I don't want to talk about any of this. You're supposed to be homesick with the flu, remember? I yelled through the bathroom door. Okay, fine. If you're not coming out, then I'm coming in, Brandon said. Chloe, Zoe, and I were speechless. No way. He can't be serious, I finally gasped. We stared at the door in disbelief as it slowly creaked open and Brandon peeked in. His face was flushed and he looked totally bewildered. I could not believe he'd actually come inside the girls' bathroom to talk to me.
I can't believe I'm actually inside the girls' bathroom, but I really need to talk to you, he muttered.
Chloe and Zoe were about to protest. But I think Brandon looked so utterly embarrassed that they felt kind of sorry for him.
If anyone catches me in here, I'll probably get detention for a month, he said, looking around nervously. Anyway, I really apologize for coming in here, but I'm desperate.
Actually, Chloe and I were just leaving, Zoe said.
I'm not going anywhere, Chloe said, folding her arms. There's no way I'd miss any of this. I wish I had a bucket of popcorn and some gummy bears.
Chloe, let's go, Zoe said sternly. She grabbed Chloe's arm and dragged her through the door.
Oh, that hurt,
Chloe complained, rubbing her arm. Chloe turned around and shot Brandon a dirty look.
Hey, dude, you better watch your step. We'll be standing right outside this door, listening.
Chloe, don't worry. I'll be just fine, really, I assured her. Once Brandon and I were alone, my heart started pounding and my palms got sweaty. Nikki, you've been acting kind of strange ever since my birthday, Brandon said.
But I don't understand why.
Me? You've been acting strange lately, I said, trying to swallow the lump in my throat. And those text messages, they've been just cruel.
Text messages? What text messages?
Don't pretend you didn't send them, I glared at him. They came directly from your phone. At first, I didn't want to believe you gave Mackenzie that crazy picture of me, but now I'm starting to wonder. If you don't want to be friends with me anymore, just say so.
Nikki, it seems like you don't want to be friends with me. One minute you're fine, and the next minute you're mad at me. This whole month has been crazy. I thought maybe it had to do with the sweetheart dance or something. My phone chimed and I pulled it out of my purse. It was yet another text message from Brandon.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm really tired of your texts, seriously, I said, pointing to my phone.
Nikki, you have a problem. I've been here in the girls' bathroom talking to you for the past 3 minutes.
I have a problem? Really? You're the dude sneaking into the girls' bathroom. Obviously, you have a problem. Have you considered counseling?
Nikki, how could I have just sent you a text? Did you see me do it? He asked. Huh? I muttered, staring at my phone. Okay, now I was totally confused.
Then who just sent me this text?
I opened the message on my phone and read it out loud. I'm so sorry about the dance, but I just coughed up what looked like a big slimy greenish booger and thought of you. Then I handed my phone to Brandon so he could read the text that had come from his phone. He read the message, scowled, and shook his head.
So that text is supposed to be from me? Brandon asked.
Come on. Do you think I would actually talk about something as crass and juvenile as boogers? And when have I ever used a smiley face?
I'm really sorry you had to go through all of this, Nikki.
Well, if those texts aren't from you, then who is sending them? And why are they coming from your phone?
I don't know. But what I do know is that I couldn't have sent them because I lost my cell phone a month ago. It's been missing since my party. Since Theo's brother has a phone just like mine, we thought maybe he'd accidentally taken it back to college or something. A wave of relief washed over me.
So Brandon had not been sending all of those crazy text messages for the past month. Maybe we could actually salvage our friendship after all.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. But why didn't you just tell me you lost your phone?
Because you never gave me a chance. I missed going to Crazy Burger with you the first time because Theo and I were searching all over the place for my phone. I tried to apologize and explain everything that next day at school, but you blew me off, he said.
Okay, so maybe part of the misunderstanding was my fault.
I'm sorry, but why were you hanging out with Mackenzie just now?
You're right. I was talking to Mackenzie earlier tonight, but she came up to me, not the other way around. She told me you were homesick with the flu and wouldn't be coming to the dance.
Wait a minute. I got a text message right before the dance saying the exact same thing. That you had the flu and couldn't make it.
You're kidding. So you thought I was just not going to show up? Brandon asked.
To be honest, I didn't know what to think. I wanted to stay home, but Chloe and Zoe dragged me here. And when I saw you here with Mackenzie when you were supposed to be homesick, I got a little upset.
A little?
Okay, I totally lost it, I admitted.
Well, I knew you'd never just stand me up like that. That's why I asked Chloe and Zoe if you were here. Zoe gave me the stink eye and Chloe went nuts and tried to dump a cup of punch over my head. It was scary.
I'm really sorry. That was probably my fault. I guess they were mad at you because of all the things I'd said about you.
Well, I'd feel a lot safer if you told your BFFs to back off. Anyway, I'm really glad we talked. Now maybe things can get back to normal.
Yeah, but we still don't know who is behind those text messages or how they got your phone, I said.
Although I think I have a hunch who's probably responsible.
Me too. My phone seemed to disappear around the same time Mackenzie left my party that night. But we need proof she has it.
We just stared at my phone and racked our brains. And the more times we read that nasty text message,
the more angry and frustrated we became. That's when the most brilliant idea popped into my head. It was the perfect prank and would expose the culprit. And all I had to do was send a very simple text message to Brandon from Nikki. Hi, Brandon. I know you were happy about Mackenzie's generous offer to help Fuzzy Friends, but I think buying her that diamond necklace from Tiffany & Company as a thank you gift was a bit much. Anyway, I went ahead and gift-wrapped it like you asked me, but I placed it in number 1573, behind the school, which is exactly where it belongs. Sorry. 8:17 p.m.